USA Radio News.
The woman who accused Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct has not responded to emails sent from the Senate Judiciary Committee regarding her testifying next week. The news also came out late this afternoon that the man who was allegedly in the room during the assault would not testify as well. John Cornyn is on the Senate Judiciary Committee. He spoke earlier today.
We prefer to do this in a closed setting. That's her choice. But we've offered her basically either an open or closed setting. But again, to reiterate what Leader McConnell, the point he made, we wouldn't find ourselves, nor would the Dr. Ford find herself in this situation if Senator Feinstein hadn't sat on this letter she's had since July.
Today, the Senate approved the $854 billion spending bill that will fund the military and a host of government agencies for the next year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A sweeping bipartisan bill to fight the nationwide opioid crisis is a step closer to becoming a law. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with an update.
The U.S. Senate approved the bill on a 99-1 vote this week. Only Utah Republican Mike Lee voted against it. The House overwhelmingly passed a similar bill nearly 3 months ago. The Senate bill includes a provision allowing doctors to talk to Medicare patients about alternatives to opioids. The bill needs to be reconciled with that House measure, but Senate aides say they're confident both chambers will agree on legislation by the end of this year.
A new study from Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health find that kids and teens who are raised with religious or spiritual practices tend to have better health and mental health as they grow older. The study of 5,000 young people found that if children or teens attended religious services or prayed weekly, they were 18% more likely to be happier in their 20s than those who never attended services. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
China announced new tariffs on $60 billion of U.S. goods, following up on retaliation pledges after the Trump administration's move yesterday to impose levies on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. Gordon Chang is an expert on the Chinese economy. He joined Fox Business to talk about some of the other threats the Chinese are making against the United States.
And the other thing that the Chinese threatened was to go after U.S. companies in China, not to sell them products, and they also made a threat against Apple. Now, if they do that, what they're saying to the rest of the world is move your supply chains out of China. And that's actually happening. We saw Japanese and South Korean companies move their supply chains.
Chang was also asked about the Chinese stealing our technology companies' intellectual property.
You know, when we think about the United States, we have an innovation-based economy now. About 30% of the S&P's value relates to tech companies. That's going to go up to about 40% in a half decade. So if we can't commercialize our innovation, we don't have very much of an economy. And the one point you raise about the theft of U.S. intellectual property is absolutely critical, because people may not like tariffs. I don't like tariffs. But the point is, we got to do something to stop the Chinese theft.
China said the tariffs ranging from 5 to 10% will take effect September 24th. And also pledged to increase the rates if the United States continues to go ahead with higher tariffs coming up in January. Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.